Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. An Iowa gun store refused to sell a semi-automatic rifle to a heavily armed and agitated Colorado man after he said he was surprised his friends didn't suspect he was the Boulder mass shooter, according to federal court documents released this past Friday. I don't know if that's something you want to joke about. The Nebraska State Patrol initially arrested the self-described firearms enthusiast, Adam Vannoy, 40, on March 14th on Interstate 80 in Lancaster County. Another driver had called police to report he was driving recklessly, and he was doing about 120 miles per hour. During a search of his packed truck, they seized a handgun from his jacket, a loaded AR-style semi-automatic rifle with an illegal, they say, silencer, four other firearms, ammunition, a bulletproof blanket and vest, two brown wigs, and an Air Force costume. They also found marijuana. Wouldn't the illegal suppressor, the no tax stamp suppressor, wouldn't that put you in jail? Shouldn't he be in jail? They jailed him on weapons and drug charges, and he posted $5,000 bond on March the 17th, even though he threatened to kill a guard. And he exposed... He flashed his guards, and he threw feces from his cell into a common area. Why wasn't this guy in the rubber room? What? Okay. 6 days later, on Tuesday, he tried to purchase an AR-style rifle from Sportsman's Warehouse in Ankeny, Iowa, near Des Moines. The store denied the sale after Vannoy said he was surprised his friends hadn't called to find out if he was responsible for Monday's shooting in Boulder, in which a 21-year-old man was charged with killing 10 people at a grocery store. He also said he had 500 rounds of ammunition in his truck. This guy's raising a lot of questions on himself. In addition to denying the sale, they notified the ATF about his comments, and they arrested Vannoy in Iowa this week on a new federal charge stemming from a Nebraska traffic stop, illegal possession of a firearm as an unlawful user of marijuana. He made an initial court appearance in Iowa on Friday afternoon. U.S. Magistrate Judge Stephen Jackson ordered Vannoy temporarily detained pending further proceedings, including a potential transfer to face the charge in Nebraska. He also ruled that Vannoy qualified financially to be represented by a lawyer at federal taxpayer expense. Videos posted by Vannoy on Instagram include a receipt showing he purchased nearly $3,000 in merchandise at Brownells, a large firearms and accessories retailer in Grinnell, Iowa, after his release from Nebraska custody. He said in the videos that the best way to show the Nebraska State Patrol that he wasn't plotting anything nefarious was to rearm himself. Ryan Rep. I know I've met Mr. Rep a few times. He's quite the guy. He's a company spokesman for Brownells. He said, while we do not disclose customer order details, I can say that Brownells did not sell this person any firearms. Vannoy said his truck was packed with all of his belongings, including the wigs and the Air Force costume, since he was abruptly leaving Colorado. Records show that he told a Nebraska trooper during the stop that he was leaving Denver because his neighbors didn't like him. He had a mental breakdown and he quit his job. He told the trooper that he would use his time in jail to think about getting even with people. A remark that the trooper found threatening. No kidding. Now, this guy is from Colorado. Why wasn't he red flagged? If his friends thought he was the guy that would have been doing the shooting in Boulder, why wasn't he red flagged? Now, I know with the universal background check that they have in Colorado, we know from the percentages of people that have used it since it's been in there, the whole premise behind this was the comment that 40% of all guns out there were bought without a background check, which is a private sale. Well, I wish that were true, because that would mean there's a lot more guns in circulation than they actually give us credit for. However, that's not true. I have purchased guns from a private individual one time. The person didn't do anything untoward, right? I've never sold one. Never sold one to a private individual unless I knew them. If I knew them and I knew they weren't a criminal, that was one thing. And I would ask the questions. And I think I've sold one to a private individual at the beginning of the COVID thing. And I've been to his house. I know his kids. So I'm pretty assured that he hasn't used it. Plus he's out and about and he's still free and there's nothing going on. So he bought this for a perceived need. The percentage is actually around 6%, I think, is what I've heard coming out of Colorado. So they have universal background checks. They have a lot of other things that the law enforcement doesn't actually enforce, like the magazine capacity. That's not one of those things that is, it's hard to enforce that because there's no serial numbers on magazines. No serial numbers on magazines. And they didn't ban the ones that existed. They just said no more new ones. And I don't know how you keep track of that. I really don't. I don't know how you keep track of it. And a lot of people have been stocked up on those magazines. I mean, I think I have about 70 of them. All loaded. Thank you very much. But here we have a guy, this Yehu. Now, I don't have a problem with him being arrested because he was obviously, what's the nicest way I can put this? Maybe off his rocker, maybe? Because I've been really angry before, okay? I've been really angry. I have never threatened a law enforcement official or anybody in prison. Of course, I've never been to prison. But I've had plenty of interaction with law enforcement people. Never threatened one of them, ever. Not once. I have thus far not thrown feces at anybody. I mean, when you read the phrase, when you read the sentence, well, the first thing you're thinking was, oh, that's sort of disgusting. But, I mean, think about what he's actually doing. What kind of mindset puts it in your head that this will show him? This is what I'm going to do this, and this will show him. I'm not a punk. This will show him. And then who's going to tell a cop when you go into jail that I'm going to use my time in jail to think about getting even with people? Now, I realize that going to jail is a hard thing and all this other stuff, but why would you do these things and say these things that are going to keep you in there longer? I don't know. I saw this, and when the more I read into this, I was like, this guy, he deserves everything he's about to get. And I guess it's pure dumb luck that we actually caught. And this is the way this works out. When we actually catch one of these guys, it's pure dumb luck. Although this guy did plenty of things that made it pretty easy to get a hold of him. So we can thank our lucky stars on that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. I know this is a little bit off of the beaten path for us, but, you know, I'm almost angsty about the way America has embraced the whole COVID scare. I understand that there are people that are very susceptible to this, and we should be doing everything that we can to keep them safe. But you know what? They're just as susceptible to the flu and the cold and pneumonia and a whole host of other things that we should also be keeping them, you know, safe from. This whole COVID thing has been, it's built on the same kind of factual quality as gun control. And then there's Dr. Marty Makary, and they hate him. The establishment hates him, and they're going to hate him even more. Dr. Makary is from Johns Hopkins. He's been one of those lone medical professionals trying to bring reason and logic to the COVID pandemic. And he has already lobbed a grenade into the tent because he says we're going to reach herd immunity by April. In fact, he said by the end of April, COVID won't really be a big deal. And this is being highly debated and disputed by folks far less qualified to actually make any sort of call on this one. It goes there against their entire narrative of us living under the authoritarian yoke of the lab coats who know nothing. What Makary knows is that with the data we have now, about 1 in 600 Americans have died of COVID-19, which translates to a population fatality rate of about 0.15%. The COVID-19 infection fatality rate is about 0.23%. And by that count, he estimates that two-thirds of the country already has had the virus. The survival rate is 90-plus percent, by the way. And with natural immunity, plus vaccination soaring past 100 million by now, his estimate of herd immunity isn't crazy. He said his colleagues don't necessarily think his projection was off, but don't want to say anything to avoid impacting the vaccination rate. And that's precisely wrong. If there's something at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the vaccination tunnel, which gets us back to living our lives, not breathing recycled air, not being social, getting out here and being able to live free, then, yes, we should be encouraging everybody to go out there and do what they got to do. Medical professionals should proclaim good medical progress, especially during a pandemic. This prediction by Dr. Makary was made in late February when COVID cases had dropped 77%. Texas nixed their mask mandate. 3 weeks later, cases are still dropping. He also went after the expert class and their follow the science narrative regarding the vaccine. And he said they haven't followed the science. They're paralyzed by fear with their contradictory and utterly useless COVID protocols, especially when it comes to the vaccine. If you get vaccinated and you still have to remain in a state of panic and you got to keep wearing your mask because of variants, you know, this virus, I mean, the flu mutates, what, every 5 or 6 minutes? Yeah. And, you know, the thing we've heard over and over again about flu shots, for example, is that, well, you know, you don't even know if you get the right one because, you know, the flu mutates. Well, this virus is going to mutate no matter what. And right now, these people should be telling us what we can do after we've acquired immunity through vaccination. Dr. Makary cites an unpublished Israeli study by the nation's Ministry of Health that showed just one dose of the Pfizer vaccine renders the subject virtually bulletproof from COVID after 4 weeks. So, this latest op-ed that was in the Wall Street Journal should bring some more irritation to Fauci and the Democrats and the media and the technocratic acolytes who want to keep us in a constant state of fear. This is the way gun control is run. Making you fear things. This is where the term assault weapon comes. When you think assault weapon, what do you conjure in your mind? Do you conjure a bunch of guys in military garb slinking through the darkness in a low crouch, looking like they're going to kill the first thing they see, except they're in your neighborhood, and they're up to no good because they got these assault weapons? Do you understand what I'm saying about this? Now, Dr. Makary, whether you're ready for this or not, declares herd immunity is near, even if Fauci doesn't want to acknowledge it. And he circles past points he's made in the past regarding natural immunity. And it's like Fauci and his crew don't get that a lot of Americans already have natural immunity to COVID. And we know that reinfection is rare. Does it make rethink everybody should get vaccinated? Yes, but he's also living in the real world. Natural immunity cannot be discounted. If it is, then a massive scientific error is being made regarding calculation and its effects on public policy. And Fauci's vaccination-only path to herd immunity does lend itself to keep a lot of freedom-curbing COVID protocol in place. And this is not an accident. This is on purpose. It's not a bug. It's a feature. So, you know, there's a lot of physicians out there that think that vaccinated immunity will be more durable than natural immunity. And I do agree with that, if there are mutations and variants and everything that gets out there. But after a year of millions of COVID-19 cases in the United States, it's clear that reinfections are rare. I mean, everybody says, well, you can catch it. Well, show me the study that shows, you know, beyond, well, we know that there's six people on the planet have caught it more than once. Is that even a statistical blip? Natural immunity is a real thing, and it shouldn't be ignored. Now, Fauci's vaccination-only path to herd immunity has significantly influenced the national conversation. KNBC-TV in L.A. has a county-by-county vaccine tracker showing a bar graph of the percentage of Californians vaccinated, with the zone of 70 to 85% labeled herd immunity. Currently, it is at 26%. The false construct does create a greater urgency for everybody to get vaccinated. But it also creates a false justification for continued excessive restrictions on freedom. And it raises the possibility that they're misallocating the limited vaccine supply by failing to direct it toward people with natural antibodies. Some experts claim they don't talk about natural immunity because we shouldn't trust it. But, you know, here's what we know. Natural immunity after COVID-19 infection is likely lifelong, extrapolating from data of other coronaviruses that cause severe illness, like SARS and MERS, says Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease physician and professor at the University of California. Fauci has said we don't have good data on natural immunity, and that's because his own National Institute of Health has done little to answer this and other important clinical questions. Junk in, junk out. Disregard the COVID panic peddlers. We're just about done with this. We're just about done with this. And whoever's out there calculating things, we're going to see. We need to rebound quick from this so they don't get any ideas. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says governments and businesses need to step up and lead in the global fight against climate change. Biden announcing the U.S. financial plan to tackle climate change.
We are issuing America's first ever international climate finance plan. This plan represents our vision for financing the global climate response in a coordinated way.
Biden hosting a global summit on climate change, also noting the growing cost of extreme weather events around the world. A neighbor says the 16-year-old girl shot and killed by police in Columbus, Ohio, was in full attack mode. Donovan Brinson lives across the street and says he saw the girl trying to attack two people with a knife. Brinson telling the Columbus Dispatch he believes the video doesn't lie. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Russia's defense ministry is ordering its troops to begin withdrawing from the Ukrainian border in a move that could help defuse tension with Kiev and the West. The order comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin warned adversaries that Moscow would deliver a swift and harsh response to any foreign threat amid a vast buildup of forces near its border with eastern Ukraine. NBA star LeBron James is being criticized for a now-deleted tweet. James had posted the photo of the police officer involved in the shooting of a 16-year-old knife-wielding black girl in Ohio, with the caption, "You're next." The tweet got backlash from the National Fraternal Order of Police and Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
This is a pattern where the left consistently goes after, attacks, and demonizes police officers, and they do so often before the facts are known. Their immediate reaction, whenever there's an incident, is the police officer's in the wrong.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Live. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So with the, the House had already passed H.R. 1 and H.R. 1446, and then we have the murders in Atlanta and Boulder, Colorado, and this becomes Biden's Sandy Hook. The assault on the Second Amendment will go past the Biden presidency because it's always been there. This is the same thing as the "We Didn't Start the Fire" song by Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire. It'll go on and on and on. So, there's a number of courts and government agencies and leftist politicians who are going to sustain it. The Democrat media axis has been frustrated by their lack of success in limiting the gun rights since the Supreme Court decisions in Heller and McDonald. Now, because they control the presidency in both houses of Congress, which they've done before, the Democrats believe they can pass a raft of legislation that will effectively overturn Heller and emasculate the Second Amendment, except for that pesky filibuster, which the Democrats will use again, because the Democrats will lose the Senate again. They're probably going to lose the House in 2022. There's a whole lot of things going on right now that they can't get out there and actually say, this is why we're doing it. Now, Biden has proclaimed his support for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, both of which are defined however they want them to be defined. Normally, and a good rule of thumb to remember about what is the truth, is that the truth is going to be dictated by whoever's in power. So, here we go. He also has threatened executive action on so-called ghost guns, which might actually be something he's going to try to do. I don't know how that's going to work because that's been in place for years. I mean, decades. I don't know how they're going to unwind that one. We'll come back to some of this in a minute, but we will, you know, those are things that are going to be tried, okay, this year. Before we get to analyzing, you need to understand the flood of parallel actions that Congress, federal agencies, and courts are doing to sustain the assault on gun rights. Like the Ninth Circuit Court, which has found that there's no right to carry a gun anywhere outside of the home. An 11-judge panel sustained a Hawaii law, and it's because Hawaii already was doing this prior to joining the union, they decided to uphold the Hawaiian tradition and forget the Constitution. That's their reasoning. And this opinion dares the Supreme Court to change its decision on D.C. versus Heller. We'll see where that goes. And we know that Alito and Thomas and Kavanaugh, Gorsuch and Barrett, all of whom probably will overrule the last Ninth Circuit mess. If that doesn't happen that way, then Heller is effectively reversed. I don't expect it to happen that way, but we'll see. They're also looking forward to the day when a leftist majority can be created in the court. Of course, once again, that has to do with the filibuster. Second Amendment rights are as fragile as the Supreme Court majority is susceptible to evaporation. Think about this. Biden favors limiting or ending the Senate filibuster rule. If that happens, and it in certain scenarios it is foreseeable, any gun control legislation the Democrats propose and everything else they want will pass and be signed into law by the president, which will change the way Republican politics will have to work from this point on. Because I want, by show of hands, somebody name one law that has been repealed and pulled from the books by anybody in the federal realm. So this would mean that the next time, if they were to go this way, this means the next guy running for Republican for president, everybody in Congress and everything, they've got to promise to repeal this stuff, and then they got to perform. Talk about that another time. One area of preparation is the CDC. I'm not that worried about the CDC. The CDC, during the era of Obama in 2013, Obama got up there and said, well, we're going to let the CDC take a look at gun control, or gun violence. And the CDC published a report in June. He put that out there in April, and they published a report in June. Does anybody remember that report? Anybody hear about that report? Anybody talk about it? The reason you didn't hear about that report was they found that there's 3 million defensive gun uses per year. This is not John Lott. This is not Gary Kleck. This is the CDC. Under Obama, with his blessing. That's why you never heard about that. So while I'm hearing that these studies will be thoroughly political, and they're going to advocate all kinds of solutions for gun crime, remember this about gun crime. Gun crime is not gun crime. It's crime. There is no moral high ground if somebody beats you in the head with a piece of concrete and kills you to the point, you know, you don't get to get back there and say, well, at least I wasn't killed by a gun. That's not the way that works. The Democrats claim that their efforts to restrict gun rights, like banning assault weapons, background checks to all ownership transfers, limiting capacity, and as an effort to protect public safety, well, one, that's a lie. They couldn't care less about public safety. They could, evidence is we should defund the police. That's what a lot of the Democrats have been saying. In a lot of the cities, we should defund the police. We need to come up with a new solution. So that's not about public safety. This is about, it's about them controlling more things, just like the whole COVID thing has been. And they're false remedies, false remedies. Because background checks stop nobody. They stop nobody. A background check is a Polaroid picture taken when you buy the gun, and it freezes at one moment in time. Like it has done with all these rampage killers. And up to that point, they hadn't broken the law. But mental illness, this kind of thing is not something you're going to do more than once. You probably aren't going to survive it. The other part of the problem is that people that listen to me, people that own guns, people that shoot in competition, they're not a threat to anybody. Unless somebody tries to break in on them or commit a crime against them. And as far as background checks are concerned, I mean, Biden's own son, Hunter, lied on his 4473. And then he lied on his 4473. Then his wife took the gun and threw it in a dumpster. Is that safe storage? I don't think so. And then a dumpster diver found it and turned it in. More background checks are not going to stop murderers like the guy that shot up Boulder. And they're not going to stop idiots like Hunter Biden. And the Democrats know this, but they don't care because they want to restrict gun sales by law-abiding citizens. It has nothing to do with stupidity or crime. It has everything to do with control. Ghost guns, you know, they like serial numbers. And that scares them. The Democrats are afraid of you. You understand that, right? Even if you don't own guns. If you're just a regular person and you believe in running your own life, they scare you. Or you scare them, excuse me, I'm sorry. And then there's the banning of assault weapons, which is an undefinable term that the media uses to describe any weapon that has a box magazine that feeds the weapon and has a pistol grip and it, you know, has something on the end of it so that you don't get a third-degree burn holding onto it. We've had one of those before, and competing studies claim that it either had no effect or if it would have reduced gun crime, but for the fact that the high-capacity magazines were still available, everything was grandfathered in, assault weapons ban did nothing. And the one that they're proposing now, everything is grandfathered in. Now, what they want to do is they want us to have a mandatory buyback, which they can't afford what I got. They can't afford what you got. There's about 22 million AR-style weapons in American hands, and about 2 million of them are sold per year. How are they going to enforce this? They don't even know where they are. That's a feature. So, you know, Biden, good luck, buddy. Good luck with this one. I don't think you're going to be in office long enough to see this through, to see it get defeated, because it's going to lose in the Senate. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head.
Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I remember when Mandalay Bay happened and the resulting redefinition of the two pieces of plastic in the spring, the bump stock, when it was then named and thus created, turned into a machine gun. And I remember the outrage because Trump got out there and said they should be banned. And then I remember telling a lot of people, well, you know, Trump didn't actually ban those. This was a rules change. And it was. It was a rules change in the ATF. There was no legislation out there. There was no legislation actually allowing their existence. So it was a great big nothing burger. But it was banned. I didn't own one. There are things, there are mechanisms out there that I think are actually better for that kind of thing, if that's your cup of tea. The big problem for me nowadays is, well, you know, with the scarcity of ammunition, blowing a bunch of ammunition downrange just so I can... I used to shoot real full automatic weapons, not enhanced semi-automatic fire mechanisms. Those are a gas, but listen, they're only really fun if you're not paying for that ammo. All along the way, I've been saying these things are going to be back because it's just a rules change, and the premise behind the rules change was preposterous. There's no way to suspend that much disbelief. It's like me looking at, you know, what I got here. Oh, I got a high-capacity magazine full of bullets, but, you know, I could call this a machine gun, but it's not a machine gun. Well, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court handed a victory in a lawsuit brought by the VCDL and the Gun Owners of America this week because they struck down the ATF ban on bump stocks. Told you these would be back. This case has been rattling around in the courts ever since the mass shooting in Las Vegas brought the question of bump stocks into public scrutiny. Most people didn't even know they existed before this. Most people think that a bump stock turns a gun into a fully automatic weapon. It's actually half the cyclic rate. which that's a lot of rounds missing out of that, one pull of the trigger. And I don't know that I could run a bump stock, to be honest with you. I mean, that you got to pull it out, and you got to keep your trigger finger on there, and it's actually going to be pushing your trigger finger off of the trigger. It seems sort of clunky. That's beside the point. There are some things left in this to where the government could try to ban these anyway. However, it's not going to be the way the ATF initially banned it. It's not going to be that way. Right now, the ban is on the shelf. But I wonder if this qualifies as a Second Amendment issue. And we get this. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the ATF improperly redefined bump stocks as machine guns in 2018, a move that effectively banned the devices in the aftermath of the Las Vegas shooting that killed dozens. The court ruled the ATF could not redefine the term without new legislation passed by Congress. The majority found bump stocks do not fit under the federal definition of a machine gun. We further hold that a bump stock cannot be classified as a machine gun because a bump stock does not enable a semi-automatic firearm to fire more than one shot each time the trigger is pulled. That's like an avalanche of common sense, isn't it? Anyway, so I guess they could appeal this to the Supreme Court, but this is now they're in territory here because basically, if it gets, you remember what happened in D.C. when they were out there saying, "Well, hey, we don't want you to have permits," and then they appealed it to everywhere they could go, and then it was going to go. It was going to go to the Supreme Court. And every blue city that has a massive gun control regime in place, every blue state that has a massive gun control regime in place, called the people in D.C. and said, "Do not pursue this any further." And thus they did not. And now it is actually shall issue in D.C., although I'm sure it's not a walk in the park. So I can't imagine the Supreme Court overturning this finding from the Sixth Circuit. What the ATF attempted to do was define a bump stock as a machine gun, and that fails the test of logic on two different levels. That accessory isn't a gun to begin with. It is no more of a gun than this bottle cap. You know? So, it has no ability to launch a round on its own. And as the court notes in the ruling, even if you attach the bump stock to a semi-automatic rifle, you're still only able to fire one bullet with each pull of the trigger. Now, you can pull the trigger really quickly by using a bump stock, but the definition of semi-automatic still stands. And you're not even pulling the trigger with a bump stock. The bump stock is bumping your finger off. That's why it's a bump stock. It's bumping your finger off of the trigger. You're not pulling the trigger. It's just resting. You pull the trigger, leave it there, bump stock knocks it out of the way, and it falls back on it. You're creating inertia. You're creating momentum. You're creating a rhythm, whatever you want to call it. Now, I don't know. Even with a bump stock on a gun, it's still a semi-automatic. That's one thing for sure. I'm not really sure as to whether bump stocks in general are going to survive any and all attempts by the government to ban them or if this is even properly classified as a Second Amendment issue. I know that the ATF classified them two or three times prior to Mandalay Bay. And they, they were just an accessory. My reason for questioning whether it's a Second Amendment issue is the same as the rationale the court used in the case. The Second Amendment doesn't allow the government to ban common firearms, or at least it shouldn't. But a bump stock is not a firearm. It's an accessory. And banning the sale of accessories doesn't infringe on a citizen's right to keep and bear arms. Those are the plain facts. I imagine this issue being similar to a hypothetical attempt to ban rifle scopes, but nobody's going to try to do that. The scope is also an accessory, not a firearm, and yes, it can make a rifle more deadly from a distance, but the lack of a scope doesn't prevent you from using the rifle. It only makes you less accurate at longer distances, as does the bump stock doesn't prevent you from using the rifle either. The only argument that only applies to challenges based solely on the Second Amendment, okay, that argument. In order for the government to ban anything, they have to be able to justify doing so based on a demonstrable harm that this product would cause. We have bans on the sale of possession of dangerous drugs, of controlled pharmaceutical drugs. Sale of explosives to unlicensed individuals is similarly banned. So can the government make the argument that an accessory such as a bump stock makes a rifle more dangerous than it already was? Anybody that thinks that, if you're going to fire, listen, if you, an M4, the M16, when you pull the trigger on it, when you flip the switch to chatter, which is what we called it in the Army, and we had fully automatic weapons before the three-shot burst, when you flip it to chatter, that thing becomes, let's just say you're not doing your most precise work. The front end and back end are vibrating. It's sort of crazy to try to hang on to. But the more I consider the question of does it make it more dangerous, I also think that would probably fail too. A semi-automatic rifle is already a dangerous tool in the wrong hands, but it's constitutionally protected. Guns are dangerous tools. They are the implements of the righteous person. And the bump stock by itself isn't dangerous unless you're hitting someone over the head with it. And I'm really not sure how this would play out if the ATF attempts to enact a ban on that basis. But it's an interesting question to put to the test. But as it is right now, I was right. I will take the accolades as we go. The bump stock is back, and we'll see. We'll see. I wonder how this affects these states that have bans in place. I wonder if they have to follow the Sixth Circuit. Probably not. Probably only holds in the Sixth Circuit. But anyway, I was correct, and I'm gonna just bathe in that one. Back again in 21 hours. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.